Toby, even though he was the architect of his own downfall.
Will you get here tonight?
I can hear the eagerness in her voice. She's lonely in a pack that isn't sure if she has what's needed to take over from her much-loved father. I'm not far outside the pack territory, but something stops me from immediately answering her question. Passing a sign for log cabin holiday rentals, I stop the car as an idea pops into my head. I hadn't planned to leave Gray Ridge as quickly as I did. Maybe a night or two on my own to gather my thoughts will improve my mood and help me make a better first impression. Some time on my own to recharge my batteries might be just what I need. No, sorry, I have a couple of other things to tidy up before I get there. It's not exactly untrue. I have some work I could do for the brewery. The least I can do after leaving so abruptly is stay on top of that.
I miss you.
She says softly, and my heart clenches. Am I being an ass for not going straight to her? Looking at the sign again, the appeal of time on my own to regroup is too strong to ignore. Me too, I reply. I'll be there late tomorrow, and I'll take you out for dinner to make it up to you, I offer.
I can't wait.
There's a promise in her sultry voice as she hangs up. Normally, that would be enough for me to reconsider my choice, but for some reason, even the prospect of enjoying her beautiful body isn't enticing me. I turn the car around and follow the signs to the cabins, smiling for the first time since I left Gray Ridge. This is the right decision. As the tree cover breaks, I see five quaint cabins set back in a semicircle, a small reception and parking lot. It's quiet and it's isolated. It's absolutely perfect. The rustic and not at all fancy cabins each have a small porch out the front. Warm lights glow from behind the curtains of four cabins, but the last is in darkness. I might be in luck. Parking up, I get out and stretch, instantly feeling less stressed as I roll my shoulders. A crackling radio draws my attention to the reception shack, where an older man with a shock of white hair sits patiently, waiting for me to approach.
Evening. $100 for one night.
He rumbles, going straight for the sale with no attempt at making small talk. I love this guy already. Handing over enough cash for a night's stay, the old-timer barely looks in my direction as he tosses me a set of keys from a hook behind him.
Number five.
Leaning out the hut window, he points to the last cabin and shoves a welcome pack at me. Milk, bread, butter, eggs, and fruit. Enough essentials for one night. Clever. You got an adult version of this? I ask, gazing longingly at the can of beer sitting in plain sight on the table beside him. Scratching his chest through his red and navy checked shirt, he eyes me suspiciously, then sighs and reaches into the fridge behind him. Pulling out four chilled cans, he hands them to me with a huff.
Normally, I don't share, but you look like you could do with these.
He holds his hand up to say no when I try to pay and struggles to his feet.
I'll only get in trouble with herself indoors if I drink them all anyway.
He winks conspiratorially and steps outside to lock up.
If you need anything, I'm down there. If you're leaving early in the morning, throw the key in the letterbox.
With a tired salute, he trudges down the hill toward a larger, more modern cabin set apart from the rest and slips inside. There are brightly painted flower pots and wind chimes tinkling in the soft breeze. It doesn't suit him, but herself indoors probably calls the shots when it comes to decorating choices. I chuckle to myself as I tuck the precious beers under my elbow and carry the bag of supplies to my sanctuary for the night. The sky is bright, very few clouds block out the stars or the light from the moon. The air is crisp and fresh. The deep lungful I suck in calms me as I scan the surrounding forest, mentally plotting the layout of the site in my mind. It's isolated, located just outside the border of Lucia's pack. It's blissfully peaceful and private. My nose twitches and I frown. Turning in a circle, I try to work out what's caught my wolf's attention. I don't hear anything other than the quiet murmur of conversations within the neighboring cabins. As my foot hits the bottom step of my own porch and the wind shifts, I freeze. A shiver runs down my spine as I pick up the scent of another wolf, one I don't recognize. It calls to me on a primal level. My heart pounds in my chest and the noise of rushing blood fills my ears. Trying to remain calm, I drop everything in my arms onto the wooden porch and turn slowly, scanning the row of cabins. My senses sharpen as I use my wolf's abilities to track what I'm sensing. Creeping back the way I came, my eyes fix on an open window in the cabin next to mine. Another breeze blowing past the curtains carries the mouth-watering scent in my direction and adrenaline pumps through my veins. She's here. Flexing my wrists and fingers to relieve the tension building in me, I pause.